University officials have spent spring break ramping up for Monday. It's the day that classes are set to resume online because of the COVID health crisis. It will be a big test of our infrastructure. Will we see a crash or a slowdown as possible cyber choke points emerge? We reached out to Garrett Yoshimi, the Vice President of Information Technology and Chief Information Officer for the University of Hawaii System.
It's pretty unprecedented in terms of the level of both the volume as well as the level of stuff that people are going to be doing for UH starting next week for students, right? Because they come back into class sessions online starting Monday. Although a lot of the faculty and staff have been working pretty hard at this, preparing, getting ready, getting lessons ready, making sure they're prepared to teach online. Some of our peer institutions on the mainland are already doing this stuff. Some of them have seen some performance issues on the public network. It's pretty variable though, so it's actually hard to tell. The running joke is it's the internet, but it's all about all the different parts and pieces that connect to each other to make stuff happen. In many cases, even a couple of small pieces can impact for a large number of people. So there's a lot of stuff in the path that we have to pay attention to. Some we can do stuff about, some we can't do much about. In part, well, we've done a lot of stuff to prepare. Everybody's going to do the best we can, and there's going to be some patience exercised as folks jump into the new world.
We're hearing that the university's gotten additional Zoom accounts, and so I don't know, what that means.
Sure. So that's just one of the pieces of the puzzle. Zoom is a cloud-based, so in the public cloud, video conferencing service. They're actually a public company, so they're publicly traded. They're one of the first companies of this type to go public, but very high-performance infrastructure, very large audience, large customer base, and it is one of the toolkits, that we have available to both our staff and faculty as well as our students to participate in some of these interactive online classes. There are a number of other tools available in the space. We actually have split our load between the Zoom product and the Google Hangouts product. We are a Google school, so that product is available to us as well. Zoom is the best way to describe it, it's an endpoint, I'll use some long words, but endpoint agnostic video conferencing service. It lives in the cloud, so you can really connect to it from literally any place, anywhere, and just about any device. In addition to a desktop computer, you could be a laptop at a cafe someplace, although maybe outside a cafe since most of them are closed now.
Yeah, it's true.
Literally on your phone at home, the service will work on a lot of different devices. It is, the quality of the service is dependent upon the network that feeds your device as well as the upstream network of whoever you're connecting to. Let me try and clarify that a little bit. So, for example, if you are a Hawaiian Telecom or a Spectrum customer, then the pieces in kind of big chunks, the pieces along the way will be your home network, be it a Wi-Fi network or a wired network, then the carrier's network, so Hawaiian Telecom or Spectrum in this example, that connects from your house to their local backbone network, and then the services they buy to get from here to the mainland or some other space where the Zoom cloud lives. In general, most of the folks connecting to Zoom from here will connect to one of their data centers on the West Coast, but they have other facilities across the globe that make this stuff happen.
Are the carriers ready for this extra volume?
I would say in general they are, but this is a volume that is almost unprecedented in the number of people that are going to try and do this over a broad period of time. The carrier networks have been stressed in the past. I'll give you a great example, in fact. So you remember the last time they ran the NEICAO Surf Meet?
Mm-hmm.
Where a bunch of people were watching this on streaming video. So that actually created a huge stress on everybody's network. I think on the UH campus, we saw probably, I'm trying to remember the exact number, but in excess of 10,000 streams from people watching it on campus in the dorms and campus center, on campus over the wireless network.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
just
same thing
surfing.
Across the Hawaii Telecom, the Spectrum, the Verizon, the AT&T, the T-Mobile networks. There was a pretty interesting spike in traffic because of that specific event. And that was just one event at one time. The issue there is everybody was watching it live, so everybody hopped on at the same time, right?
Right. So on Monday, are we going to get a crash? Will there be hiccups? I mean, you know, because you've got classes happening at different times.
Right, right. We're hopeful that we've done enough planning ahead of time. There's always the unexpected, and we are prepared to respond if stuff happens from the server side, from the network side. This stuff is monitored real time by my staff on facility here, and we are watching it super carefully just because we know that this is a level of traffic and activity that is going to be pretty uncommon for us.
Right.
Now, having said that, the first day of class, kind of the traditional face-to-face class environment, we still do get bumps on the first day, first week, first couple of weeks of school as students show up, they connect to stuff. A lot of the things that they do at class are done on our online systems anyway. You know, first day, first week of school, people doing last-minute course add drops, changing registration at the last minute. Those kinds of things are always activities that we watch very closely because any of those potentially could have impact that affects other people as well.
If there is a hiccup on Monday, will it just affect the UH system? Will there be any issues with the Maui supercomputer or everybody else that might be working remotely at home?
So it kind of depends where the hiccups happen. The good thing is that at the university, we control a lot of our own infrastructure. But having said that, there's going to be a lot of folks coming in from their home network, right, or some wireless network off campus someplace. So there will be other networks in play. And I can tell you all of those carrier networks do exactly the same thing that we do on a constant basis. They always monitor traffic. They look for both spikes as well as hiccups. Everybody is going to have eyes on just because we know that Monday a bunch of stuff is going to start happening.
Okay. And then do you predict there will be peak times, like peak traffic on the highway?
I think, as you noted, I think it won't be quite the same as rush hour on the first day of school. Man, bad time to be on the road. The good thing is that the classes are spread out throughout the day. But I think in the, you know, kind of the first part of the morning when everybody's waking up, figuring it out, getting logged on, I think there will be a natural peak the front part of the day, say between, I don't know, something like 7:30 and 8 or 9 in the morning. But we do expect sustained traffic as the classes get conducted throughout the day.
Some of the IT data folks that I checked with are saying, well, yeah, Monday will be a big test, but maybe not all the private schools, let's say, are back from break yet. And then I don't know what the Department of Education decides to do, but there'll be additional traffic out there besides all the government services that are being conducted online.
Yep. So this is a test for everybody. And you're right, this coming week, we're back in classes, but in general, I think most of the K-12s are not. I think if I remember correctly, most of the privates are at least out for another week. And then I think DOE has probably got another couple of weeks before students come back.
Yeah, so there are different schedules out there.
Right.
So then that'll be another test.
Yep, absolutely. I think this is the new normal. This is the world we live in that just gets more complicated. It's almost like you get a new Netflix series released every Monday, or you get a new online video game that gets popular and there's people just jump on and camp on. There's a lot of stuff that impacts the public network, and this is the time where we have to pay very close attention to make sure that we do the best we can. I will never say that I'll guarantee it will work perfectly, because there's no way to do that. We do have a lot of people paying attention to this. We'll hope for the best, and you know, when stuff happens, we will respond.
Now, the faculty union, I think, expressed some concern because, you know, maybe some of the professors need help. I mean, there might be a curve for some folks who haven't done this before.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been preparing for this for a while now. And in fact, I think throughout this week in particular, because it is our spring break week, There has been a lot of activity around both faculty and staff on all of our campuses working together to help those that need help and kind of help their peers to prepare to get ready for when students come back into the virtual classrooms.
Do you anticipate there will be other issues particular to neighbor islands?
It's difficult to say. The neighbor islands, some of the issues I think will arise in some of the communities that are more rural in nature and maybe have less of a backbone network capacity that feeds back into the carriers. Some folks that live outside of some of the traditional coverage areas will have a more difficult time getting connected. We do still have some small population of students as well as faculty and staff that aren't that well connected at home. So those folks, you know, will have to try and look for alternatives. There's a couple of things that we're doing to help mitigate that. We do have, at the current time, all of our campuses are remaining open, and all of them do have facilities available to students on campus if you absolutely can't get connected at home. If I remember correctly, I think the public libraries are probably still closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can use lab facilities on campus. We have a number of labs here on the Manoa campus, and all of our campuses on a statewide basis do have some facilities available to try and help their students out.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got lots to do, and I hope you have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I don't sleep these days. Or the running joke is I sleep like a baby. I wake up every 2 hours crying with poop in my pants.
There you go. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, we'll send good thoughts your way, and hopefully all goes well on Monday. We'll have to talk to you on Tuesday, see how you're doing.
We'll see what it's like.
All right. Mahalo.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Garrett Yoshimi, Chief Information Officer and Vice President, Information Technology at the University of Hawaii. He was talking about preparations for Monday as UH prepares to offer its classes online.